Enforcing Mobile Phone Monogamy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. At what point can you cut the tie between your cell phone and your phone company? An online petition has just raised enough signatures to get the White House to take a second look at whether unlocking a cell phone that is switching the phone from one carrier to another should be against the law. Officials say unlocking violates the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the same way people are not supposed to break into copy protection systems for movies or music. Slate tech blogger Will Arimus joins us regularly and has been following this.
That's right. You don't even have to be all that clever. You can do it with a simple piece of software, or you can just follow instructions online.
But then in recent weeks, what happens? The Library of Congress, which does copyright protection, rules that unlocking your phone is a violation of some law?
There are exemptions in the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the DMCA, which have in the past allowed for the unlocking of phones. Last fall, in October, the Library of Congress, which was given the authority by Congress to review these rules, looked at the landscape, said, hey, you know, more companies, more of the carriers are actually offering unlocked phones on their own. We don't need this exemption anymore. We're going to take it out.
And now there's what, an online petition to ask the White House to push for making unlocking legal again?
The petition asked the White House to request that the Librarian of Congress reverse this decision, or failing that, to champion a bill that would go through Congress to make sure that unlocking your phone is legal.
And we're not sure what the White House is going to do in the face of that petition.
That's right. So the petition had to get 100,000 signatures in order to force a White House response. Thursday morning, it met that requirement.
Here's why something like this matters. Say you drop your phone into the sink and it dies and you're not eligible for an upgrade from your carrier. You could go on eBay and buy an unlocked used one for $100. And it's possible that the current state of affairs might make that purchase illegal.
So it's not exactly clear what would happen if you unlock your phone now, but that's the problem for a lot of people. They say, well, let's make it clear. Let's make it clear this is not against the law. Let's say you want to go overseas and avoid those digital roaming charges. You might want to unlock your phone, even though you're still under contract with your carrier, to be able to switch and use some other carrier while you're abroad.
They sell you a cheap coffee machine, so you sign up for the coffee service, so the pods come every other week, but then you buy your coffee somewhere else.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except that you've already signed up for a contract in order to get that subsidy on your coffee maker. So you're already buying coffee from the company that sold you the cheap coffee maker. What they're saying is you can't also buy coffee from anyone else.
All right, well, we'll watch this debate about whether to unlock or not to unlock. Will Arimus, tech blogger at Slate, thank you.
Thanks, David.